Hey everyone, I wanted to bring you a quick bonus episode of the podcast. I recently read The Science of Stephen King, The Truth Behind Pennywise, Jack Torrance, Carrie, Cujo, and More Iconic Characters from The Master of Horror by Meg Hafdahl and Kelly Florence. And this book basically dives into King's bibliography by decade. Section one is the 70s to the 80s, three the 90s, so on and so forth, up until pretty much the present day. They end on The Institute, which is one of his latest books. He has some more coming out, so I'll be curious to see if they eventually do an updated version of this book, but I found it to be a fun little read in between my reading of King's books, because there are a lot of things that I've read in his books that maybe go a little over my head, or I just don't have the time to really dive into them and figure out what exactly is going on, because doing this as a weekly podcast means I am going through these books at a pretty intense pace. You know, I don't necessarily have a ton of time to sit and think about these things before moving on to the next book, which is one of the downsides to doing it the way I'm doing it, but I knew that if I didn't give myself deadlines, I would kind of never get through all of his books in a somewhat timely fashion. I know there have been plenty of people who have been reading his books for decades, and I started much more recently. You know, I had read some stuff when I was, you know, a teenager, but it never really picked up for me until I decided that I should do this podcast. And The Science of Stephen King is one of those nice companion books, basically. I have a few on my shelf. I have one called The Stephen King Story. I have Stephen King at the Movies. I have the Creep Shows book. And I find these very useful for when I am going through and doing these things at such a rapid pace, because sometimes they'll point out things that I didn't necessarily catch or didn't really click with me on first watch of the movies or something like that. You know, there are all these little Easter eggs, both within his books and within the movies and TV shows, that are just so hard to catch onto. So with The Science of Stephen King, this is going deeper than just pointing out Easter eggs to you. You know, they are going through and, you know, explaining, for instance, the science behind Carrie and how they'll put in little tidbits like, you know, there was a Swedish electrical engineer who promoted the idea that a person could manipulate gravitational fields by mentally agitating the atoms and neutrons inside an object. So this is something that I wouldn't have picked up on my own. And I really think what Meg and Kelly do super well with this book is they go and find these things that maybe not every single King fan is going to go and seek out, and they put it all in one place for you. You know, it's a very nice reference book to have, and I have a Kindle copy of this, so you can get a Kindle copy, you can get a paperback copy, and I will link to those things in the show notes, but I really, really just wanted to recommend this book to any of the massive King fans out there who are interested in some of the thinking behind the science that we see or read happening in King novels. Just another quick instance of fun little facts, you know, they point out that there are 900 calories per liter of blood and 5 liters in a human. So, you know, this obviously kind of goes hand in hand with Salem's Lot. You have his big, massive vampire story, and those are things you don't necessarily think about when you are reading in the moment. You know, it's just like, oh, hey, you know, we're familiar with vampires. Here's King's version of a vampire story. And sometimes you don't really go too deep into those things. You know, both of my examples have been from the 70s section, but they also talk about some of the science in The Tommyknockers, which is one of my least favorite King books so far, at least. And I think it's fairly safe to say it will stay that way, but they still do some interesting things that are worth diving deeper into. And there are some that I admittedly just kind of skimmed because I hadn't read the books just yet, and I didn't want to spoil those things for myself. So this is also a book that I will be returning to as I read some of these books. You know, Gwendy's Button Box is one that I haven't gotten to yet, because even though it was written at an earlier time, it wasn't released until this past decade, really. However, there are some of the stories that I am familiar with because I went and watched the TV shows before reading the book. You know, I watched 11/22/63 on Hulu. I also went and saw the Dr. Sleep movie, even though I hadn't read those two particular books. So, you know, if you are familiar enough with a lot of these stories, I think there's some great information that you can get out of these books. And I don't want to go on too terribly long here because I just wanted to take a little time here to recommend this book and let you all know about it in case you didn't notice that it released in October of 2020. It's a fairly recent book, and there are other books, you know, like the Creepshows book that came out so long ago that they haven't been updated beyond, you know, the early 2000s. Stephen King at the Movies is one that came out more recently, so I picked that one up too, even though there's a lot of overlap between the two books, because I just like having things like this handy. And Megyn Kelly have also written other books that you should definitely check out. I will link to those in the show notes as well. I am very glad that I read this, and I look forward to returning to it as I get to some of these other titles, as I mentioned, that I haven't read just yet. So that's it for this bonus episode. I know it was short, but I just wanted to let you all know about this because it really is fantastic. And before we go, I want to let you all know that you can support the show on Patreon, where I am releasing other bonus episodes. I am covering a bunch of the Stephen King comics on there. So if you want to get my thoughts and the thoughts of my guests on things like the Dark Tower comics, the Stan comics, there's even one for The Talisman, and I've done ones like American Vampire, which Stephen King co-wrote with Scott Snyder. So all of that is on the Patreon. You don't have to support at a specific tier. Any tier is fine. So it goes from $1 a month up to $5 a month right now, and you will get access to all of that bonus content for Chat Cemetery. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram as well as the podcast. There will be links to those things in the show notes. And as always, I hope you all enjoy the rest of your day.